Renfro Valley Folks, Sunday, June the 7th, 1964. Good morning, folks. This is John Lair speaking, and with me here in the big old barn this morning are the Renfro Valley folks you hear every Sunday morning on our program, transcribed right here where it happens, right in Renfro Valley, Kentucky. In addition to these singers and musicians, our nearby neighbors and friends and visitors from all over the country. But our biggest audience, of course, numbered in the hundreds of thousands, are the unseen friends and distant neighbors who join us by radio, who are sitting by their radios right now, waiting to hear us say, "Welcome, friends, to the Renfro Valley Gathering." Forgotten there is any other kind. This morning, no exception, we fully agree with the sentiments of the well-known poet who wrote, "What is so rare as a day in June?" And with the weather disposed of, we go now into our opening hymn, "Let a Little Sunshine In." Surprise when their copy of the May Bugle came in. Generally, when we've made any changes at all in the Bugle, either in size or format, we've mentioned it in advance and allowed our readers to decide about it. As you know, we've gone along with the Bugle and changed its size and shape several times to fit different conditions, such as the size of the press it was printed on, postal regulations, and all that. Since it's always been an off size, we've had trouble getting it printed, either on our old hand-operated press or by more modern printing equipment. Suddenly, the other day, we were faced with the necessity for making a quick decision on about 24-hour notice, and we did what we should have probably have done in the first place. We switched to the standard tabloid size of publication. Now, if we stick to that size, regular presses and folders and so forth can turn it out, we'd be safe in setting it up like that from now on. So that's what brought about the sudden change. The Bugle is now 12 pages instead of 16, but actually, since the size of the page has been greatly enlarged, the new form carries more space than did the old one. It'll also allow for more and larger pictures, and that's something many of you have been asking for. So far as we know now, the Bugle from now on will be this tabloid size. We sincerely hope our readers will like it as well or better, and we'll try to keep the extra space filled with things that will interest you. Now, in spite of the change in size, there is no change in the subscription price, which remains at $2 per year. If you want to join our many subscribers, just address Renfro Valley Bugle, Renfro Valley, Kentucky, and enclose the $2 for a full year subscription. And now the Farmer Sisters.
Yeah.
celebrating her 92nd birthday. Harry Haywood, Grand Michigan, is 90 years old. J. Howard Strode, Summershade, Kentucky, is 92. Mrs. Bina Tedman of Jackson, Michigan, is 90. And Mr. Gallup of Brooklyn, Michigan, is 92. Ms. Alta McKenzie, Durand, Michigan, is 100. Mrs. Charles West, Ridgetown, Ontario, Canada, 95. Mrs. Emily Bergman, Paola, Kansas, 97. Mr. and Ms. Clifford E. Scott, Detroit, Michigan, are celebrating their 55th wedding anniversary. Mr. and Ms. Francis Benander of Richland, Kansas, have been married 60 years. Mr. and Ms. W.J. Wilkinson, North Fairfield, Ohio, 58. Mr. and Ms. E.L. Pyatt, Owasso, Michigan, 57. Mr. and Ms. Jack Derlin of Hot Springs, Arkansas, 59. Mr. and Ms. Alfred Hurst, Maywood, Illinois, at 60. Mr. and Ms. T.J. Bentley, Claremore, Oklahoma, 52. Mr. and Ms. Herbert Bryan, Louisville, Kentucky, 58. Golden wedding observances are for Mr. and Ms. Rex Young of Everett, Michigan. Mr. and Ms. Carol Noble, Red Cloud, Nebraska. Mr. and Mrs. Wilberry of Ballardville, Michigan. And Dr. and Mrs. Bould of Lincoln, Nebraska. And today is the homecoming for the Oak Grove Methodist Church in Meadville, Mississippi. The Slover family reunion is being held today at the Goshen Church near Princeton, Missouri. And the W.S. Nesmith family are holding their family reunion on June the 21st at Dashers, Highway 80, near Savannah, Georgia. Maybe a collection of prison songs would hardly be considered appropriate for a Sunday morning program, but then on second thought, maybe they would at that. There are enough of them running back, some of them to the 15th century or earlier. The old English ballad of Lord Thomas and the Brown Girl goes back to the time of the Crusades, and it's based on an incident growing out of his imprisonment in a Turkish dungeon. One of the earliest to become well known in America was the Ballad of the Boston Burglar, which was really older than Boston itself. Was known under another title in early England and Scotland from which this one came. Now, it's to be noted that the songs which have lasted longest have been songs of tragedy and heartbreak and disappointment. This is borne out in our prison songs. Where there's one frivolous song, like In the Jailhouse Now, there are dozens like Prisoner's Dream and sad ones of similar import. Confinement in prison has long been a very dramatic ending to a career of violence. Wrongdoers go along year after year committing crimes and getting by until they come to think there'll never be an accounting, that they'll never be caught up with. And then suddenly they take one step too many on the wrong path, and the heavy hand of the law is laid upon them, and they're left to sit long hours in a prison cell and think over past misdeeds they now regret. Such thoughts stir the heart of even the most hardened criminals, from political prisoners of highest degree down to the earthy and folks that cry, of a young criminal facing a long prison term like the poor boy in this song. Thank you.
very well hear what happened to me. I'm going to prison so you can go free. You live with your conscience and mine is with mine. But 21 years here is a mighty long time.
Midwestern station made this song so popular. I doubt if any song before or since has enjoyed the popularity this one did in the territory it covered. Bob and his wife were down in Renfro Valley to visit with us a few weeks ago. The boys are not together anymore, but Bob promised they'd try to arrange sometime to make a new recording of this, their most famous song, and it was recorded years ago. He told me that neither of them now had a copy of that record or had any idea where to find one. And I promised him I'd mention it on the gathering to see if anyone listening in had a copy of the Mac and Bob recording of 21 years. If you do have or know where one can be gotten, I wish you'd let me know. These two blind boys were real folk singers and good fellas, and I know they'd be genuinely pleased to get one of their old records of 21 years. This song, like many other prison songs, was based on a case of infidelity on the part of a sweetheart or a wife, something that's often found as the underlying cause of crimes that land a man behind prison bars. Not all prison songs, however, are based on actual incidents. Sometimes a songwriter, aware of the universal appeal of a prison song, deliberately sets out to write one that will sell, and then, I suspect, explains the origin of the one that Red Brigham has selected for this morning's program. The song met with widespread success several years ago, but I haven't heard it in quite a while now. Red thought you might enjoy hearing again The Convict and the Rose. Goodbye, sweetheart, for in the morning
dawning. Against my heart they'll find your rose.
As I've mentioned before, our local courthouse in Mount Vernon, Kentucky, is being torn down and replaced by a new building. Unfortunately, modernistic in design, which will not do anything with the surroundings in which you'll find itself. Here at Renfro Valley, we've tried to salvage from the wrecking of the old courthouse certain things that we can preserve in our Pioneer Museum, or we may even go so far as to put up in our Pioneer Main Street settlement here a smaller replica of the old building, or some building representing the courthouse of the period. We got some of the old wooden benches from the courtroom, the rail around the jury box and the like, and the old ballot boxes and the judge's desk. Well, we'll get that on loan. When the rest of the building is torn down, there's a few more items that might fall to our lot. Just recently, on a radio auction over our small radio station, a considerable sum of money was raised for the Mount Vernon Recreational Center, and an item donated for the sale was a ball and chain from the old jail, which I'd expected to bid in for a nominal sum, but although I lost it, I was pleased to note that there was considerable local interest. The man who made the final bid paid a mighty good price for it, but I was glad he got it. His father was a jailer at the time this man was born, and he wanted the old ball and chain, because among his earliest recollections, he remembered seeing prisoners wearing it at work around the jail. So it looks like we'll have to look for another one. Anybody with an old-time prisoner's ball and chain for sale, please write me. And now getting back to the program proper, here are Russ and Joe Fisher with a song popular not too long ago that has in it the usual reference to a prison that used to make almost any home folk song a sure hit. Now for our special request number for today, the Farmer Sister Sing from Mr. and Mrs. J. Lee Roxby of Ashland, Michigan, Someday Somewhere. With us this morning include, as usual, a lot of folks who have come from a distance. We mentioned the names of those who come from furthest away. Can't name everybody, of course, so as you know, this is the plan we follow for selecting the names. We find Mrs. Lincoln Cole here with Mr. and Ms. Robert Lester. She's from Newport, Rhode Island. Mr. and Ms. Elmer G. Walker, Ms. Florence Rees, Ms. Irene Harmer are from Ailsa Craig, Ontario, Canada. Mr. and Ms. Dwayne Thompson of the Party of Four from Plymouth, Illinois. Mr. and Ms. H.D. Keithler of Waterbury, South Carolina, and Mr. and Ms. Carl Buettner from Yale, Michigan. And the largest group we have, Mr. and Ms. Clarence Kemple and a family of eight from Kitchener, Ontario, Canada. Our closing hymn this morning is Let Us Pass Over the River, Rest Under the Shade. Miss Bess.
Love without rain grows high.
Sunday in person or by radio for another Renfro Valley gathering.